Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Air Purifier Thunderstorm. The three-pack is back. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am back. This is my first Tuesday back in quite some time, and I'm excited to be here because I've missed talking to Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Toby, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure, Grace, and congratulations. I know you broke a lot of hearts last weekend or a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you're so sweet. And thank you for filling in, Toby. You did a great job and you got wonderful reviews. And it seems like people cannot get enough about learning about guns. And speaking of that, Toby, I wanted to get your take on an article I was reading today. And actually, I'm shocked to say this, it was by Chris Saliza, who I've been mentioning a lot today. He wrote a piece for CNN, and the title says it all. Support for gun control just hit its lowest point in almost a decade. Now, you probably, Toby, follow kind of the curves and the trends when it comes to guns and, you know, how much people really are interested in getting them versus where gun control is getting more popular. Why do you think this shift happened right now?
I think it's, people who never wanted a gun in the last, 20 years of their lives, they had no interest in one. All of a sudden, the last 2 years have seen what guns really are all about. And as far as a defensive tool, anyway, I mean, yeah, there's collecting and hobbying, shooting and just recreational shooting, competition shooting, and all the other nuance that goes into owning a gun. But when you come down to it, like most people will claim they own a gun for self-defense. And when you see it started a couple of years ago with the whole COVID pandemic kickoff with, oh, we got to release criminals from jails, and then we're going to, lock you in your homes, and then we're watching our cities burn, and we're watching, people loot and riot without any consequence whatsoever with impunity, and police are told to stand down, and then a whole other movement of defund the police. People realize, you know what? I am my own first responder. No one is coming to save me, so I need to do something about that. And the gun is lore has stated many times is the great equalizer, and it is a tool that can be used to help defend yourself or loved ones against evil. And really, that's what it comes down to. I can't tell you how many people would walk into our store and say, I've never been in here, and they look like a deer in the headlights. How do I get a gun? And I explain the lengthy process. And they're used to the memes that it's easier to buy a gun than it is to rent a library book, And so here I tell them what they have to go through, all the hoops they have to jump through. I said, sorry, dude, you're probably about 6 months away from exercising your Second Amendment right. So they'd leave kind of sad, but at least the process was started. So once they realize how onerous of a task it really is to exercise your right to keep and bear arms, especially in the People's Republic of Massachusetts, then people are like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and I also think, Toby, that when people start to get more comfortable with guns and start learning more about them, and I know this from my own personal experience, you start to kind of transfer the power from the gun, which obviously, it's a huge responsibility. But I always looked at guns as these inanimate objects that I was afraid of and that, I was afraid to go near. And the more you kind of get comfortable with them and the more you handle them and you learn how to use them, the more you start to feel the power shifted to you, the person using it. And I think that's a big disconnect right now, especially that our media promotes, is that inanimate objects are the bad guys or are the ones that we should go after, when really, like you said, it's about prosecuting the people who do bad things.
Right. Yeah, and I think exactly what you just spelled out, like that myth that guns are these, like, superpower weapons, that weapons of mass destruction. That goes both ways. You know, people think they can buy one, and then all of a sudden, it it'll defend them from all evil, far and wide. And that's not true. It is a tool that has to be used properly. So you need training and education. And then on the other side, people are like, I don't even want to be in the same room as a gun knowingly, like thinking that it's like a hand grenade with exploding bullets, as, the Rittenhouse lawyer was trying to say during the trial. But, so once you can dispel the myths and demystify the gun, then you realize, hey, it's a tool and you can use it for good. And by the way, the answer to that, like you just said, is to go after the people who use it for evil and really throw the book at them and lock them away forever.
Yeah, and one thing I will add, Toby, and it's something that I've only learned after, going to Cape Gunworks so many times, and also my husband's a huge fan of you and guns and the Second Amendment, and he's so into it. He's into the safe, he's into the safety procedures, he's into how you store the gun, he's into all these things, the temperature, all this kind of stuff. And you had said it to me at one point, and the longer I kind of live in this world, the more I understand it. People who lawfully own guns tend to be, and I say this with so much respect, a little bit nerdy. Like, they take it very seriously. They kind of geek out about it. So it's not something where people are willy-nilly walking around just not taking care of it. These are people who take it very seriously. They know how much responsibility it is, and they're passionate about it.
Yeah, I would say that is the majority of the modern gun owners, that weren't necessarily raised with guns in the house, but have all of a sudden decided to become a gun owner, later in life. And they don't just walk in the store and buy a gun and walk out, stick it in the drawer and never think about it again. They want the education that goes around it. They want to know how to shoot it. They want to take a class and learn the nuance. How do I store it safely? I want to make sure, I'm responsible with it, and that kids or people who shouldn't be able to access those guns, they don't have access to them. So they get a secure storage device at the house. And you're 100% right. That is the geeky side of guns, but it's also the side that proves that most gun owners are responsible. And those who aren't, they're going to be the minority very, very soon. So that's good news.
Yeah, and for everyone who's just tuning in, this is 2A Tuesdays. It's 844-500-4242. If you're not sure how this works, you call in. You can ask Toby any question. He's from Cape Gunworks. He knows everything there is to know about guns. And if he doesn't, there's blogs that listen to this segment, and they will make fun of him tonight, which is something I always look forward to. But let's go to Rich, your first with Toby Leary on 2A Tuesday. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Toby, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, Rich.
I had a question. I just picked up the Taurus G3C, and I kind of, I enjoy it, but I found out quickly that it doesn't play kindly with the Hornady critical defense ammo. It kind of gets stuck up and bound up on the ramp into the getting locked in. Any suggestions other than using ball ammo as a carry?
Yeah. No. First of all, I want to applaud you for actually shooting the ammo that you're going to trust your life with, because a lot of people come in and they just want to buy a box of defensive ammo. It's only 20 rounds. Hopefully I never need that. But the truth of the matter is, whatever gun you buy for defensive purposes, make sure you run 100 or 200 rounds of your defensive ammo through it to make sure the gun likes it and, like you said, plays well with it. And if the gun doesn't like it, you're going to have to switch to a different brand. What I would suggest is look at the Fort Scott Munitions Tumble on Impact ammo. It's a patented design. It's like a ball ammo, but it's a solid copper bullet, and when it goes into soft tissue, it tumbles. It doesn't expand like a traditional hollow point. So it runs like Full Metal Jacket, but it is very effective ammo. And there's a couple other brands out there that are similar, but that's where I'd start, and that should be fine. But make sure it runs 100 rounds flawlessly through your gun before you trust your life with it, you know what I mean? So,
all right, Toby, I have a text question for you. 617 says, Toby, I'm old and getting weak. I was told that a SIG 765 might work for me because of an easy trigger and slide pull and also easy to conceal. Do you agree with that?
I assume he means the SIG 365, but it depends on your hand strength, and that does seem to be a gun that most people can operate well. The downside to it is a thumb safety, which, if you're not very limber in your fingers, if you don't have good dexterity or good strength in your hand, that thumb safety might be tough. So you could look at the Shield Plus without a thumb safety, which will basically do the same thing, or even the new Shield 9EZ, which is really easy to rack the slide and load the magazine, and you can get that in a non-thumb safety version as well. So those are the three guns I would look at.
All right, so for anyone who wants to text in, I know sometimes people have questions, but they don't feel super comfortable calling in. You can always text Curley, C-U-R-L-E-Y, to 63566. I will read those on air, but I always go to the callers first. So if you want to call in, it's 844-500-4242. We will have Toby on until around 2:45, so get on the lines now. Celebrate the season at Aviva Trattoria. Aviva serves Italian classics with culinary flair, and it's the perfect place for a holiday get-together with family and friends. Enjoy fresh, house-made bolognese, marsala, piccata, and eggplant parm. I love everything they have there. Everything that's fried is fried so lightly, and everything is so delicious. And you can also get a lot of more modern twists on things, and Jared is a very... What's the word I would use? A courageous eater. He's not afraid to try new things. And you love some of the dishes, Jared, because they take something traditional and they put a new twist on it.
Right. And the best example of that is my favorite pizza, the farmhouse pizza, which is, it's a pizza, but it's got balsamic barbecue sauce. It's got leeks. It's got honey mustard. They have a shrimp scampi pizza. I never would have thought to do a shrimp scampi pizza, which is really rich and really good. They have all different, they have seafood risotto, they have braised short rib risotto, they just have the regular braised short rib too, which is good. Their wings are fantastic, you wouldn't think, but their wings are fantastic. Everything there is fantastic. I really can't pick a favorite.
I think part of it too, Jared, is that they use such local fresh ingredients that they can really do anything and it comes out amazing. Chef Anthony is incredible and he takes his job very seriously. This season, give the gift of Aviva to your family and friends. Visit AvivaTrattoria.com for special holiday gift card offers. These are special offers that you'll want to get at the website. So go to AvivaTrattoria.com or visit their locations in Malden, Maynard, Marlboro, Westford, and Wrentham. Great restaurant, great people. You will not regret it. If you go there once, I almost guarantee you will be visiting them time and time again. We'll be right back. I see everybody getting on the lines. Get your questions in for Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. Who's better than Grace Curley?
Nobody. Nobody. Nobody.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. 844-500-4242. We have full lines for Toby Leary. I cannot say I'm surprised. Toby, are you ready to go?
Ready to rock and roll.
So, all right, yep. Let's get right to it. Jay, you're first with Toby Leary. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Toby, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Hey, didn't know if you heard. I guess over in Hingham in the last week or so, people are having their houses broken into when they're home and they're coming in and robbing them. And we were talking about a little bit in my office building today. And apparently there's a rule out there called, like, the retreat rule. And I didn't know if you knew much about that, which it's my understanding. If, like, say you're in your house and then they break in, that you're supposed to leave the house and not fight back. I didn't know if you could comment on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you're hearing about is actually an old law that you had a duty to retreat inside your own house. That has been replaced. One of the things the Mass legislature got right when it, as it relates to guns and self-defense, is we are a castle doctrine state now. So that basically means that your home is your castle. You have a right to expect that you should be unmolested in your own home, and therefore you don't have a duty to retreat or to basically go through every and exhaust any possible options of exiting the home. A lot of people have other family members in the home. They can't just jump out the window and leave their family to fend for themselves. So the legislature got it right, and they changed it, and now we are a castle doctrine. So you don't have to retreat within your home. You do outside the home, but not within the home. But that still doesn't mean, you know, you should just shoot the neighborhood drunk who stumbles through your door thinking he's at his house. You know what I mean? So obviously responsible gun ownership takes it a step further from could versus should. So you want to always make sure that you're in the right if you do have to pull that trigger, especially after watching the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. But what you want to do is have a plan. Come up with a plan. What happens in your house, like the old fire drills at the school, you had a plan. Everyone meets at the flagpole, same thing. Kind of work it through, tabletop it, whiteboard it in your house. What happens if someone comes in the house? Where does everybody retreat to? Make sure you can barricade yourself in, call 911, and then defend that position. If someone breaks into that, well, all bets are off. But basically, you are protected under some semblance of law that you don't have to retreat. But obviously, if you can retreat and barricade yourself in, that's probably a better outcome. So,
very, very good question by Jay, because I've wondered that too, Toby. I remember when I first went to one of your classes and you were explaining that if someone's stealing your TV and it's clear they just want the TV, let them take it. You know, you don't kill someone who's trying to steal your TV. And I didn't know that going in. I didn't know that there were rules and laws, but you do want to keep in mind that, you know, if you're scared for your life, that's a different story. But you are probably going to be involved in a legal battle of sorts after you pull the trigger.
Yeah, exactly. And the standard we talk about, and that I certainly believe and live by, is I would only shoot someone if the thought of not doing that far outweighed, you know, was overwhelmed by going to jail or losing everything I have or like dying. You know, that's really the standard. Like somebody once said, if you have a really expensive Rolex watch and it drops into a shark infested tank, are you going to dive in and swim to the bottom to get it? Probably not. But if your baby falls in, heck yeah. You know what I mean? That's
kind of
the standard, right? Same type of standard. That should be like, someone wants my computer, I go, I'll be a good witness, notice he has a red cap or, you know, whatever else on, and, you know, drove this car, and I'll call 911 and be a good witness. But, you know, if someone's coming in my house threatening my life, then that's a different story, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you don't know. That's where the gray area is, but, yep.
All right, let's go to Matt. You're next with Toby Leary and Grace Curley. Go ahead, Matt.
Hi, Toby. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I had a quick question for you about a 17 HMR, Alexander Arms. I have a bunch of chickens. I live in New Hampshire, southern New Hampshire.
Yep.
I'm just wondering, it's the only one I can see that makes like an automatic. Would you recommend this gun, Alexander Arms 17 HMR? It's a tactical
version.
Yeah,
that's a great gun.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
Tony.
It's a phenomenal gun. It works very well. We've sold several of them here at the shop. They're tough to get. Savage also makes a semi-automatic 22. I'm sorry, excuse me, 17 HMR. It's called the A17, and it's a semi-automatic, you know, that works with a rotary style magazine. Those you should be able to find a little bit easier than the A17 if you can't get a hold of one of those. But they're great guns. It's like an AR style rimfire cartridge, and they're a lot of fun to shoot. There's also Franklin Armory makes a F-17, which shoots the 17 Winchester Super Mag, which is a really hot round, and that's good for coyotes and foxes, etc. So can keep the chicken coop safe by grabbing one of those for sure, or even 22 Magnum is another version that works really well in those, you know, for that purpose.
All right, now I know I told everyone we had full lines. We do have a few more openings now, so it's 844-500-4242. If you couldn't get through the first time, try again. You'll probably get on the lines. Toby, really quickly before we go to break, I want to do one text message question. 978 says, "Hi, Toby. I need a suggestion for everyday carry holster for inside waistband for a SIG 365.
Sure. I would look at the 508. That's the brand that we use here at Cape Gunworks for probably 80 to 90% of our holster sales. They're a homegrown Massachusetts-based company, so I like to support the local guys, but they're a great company, and their holsters are excellent. They're a molded Kydex. You can get them inside the waistband or outside the waistband, and that's the holster I use for everyday carry. So
All right. When we get back, Toby will answer all of your questions. Call in 844-500-4242 or text in Curly 63566. We'll be right back with more 2A Tuesdays. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I hope everyone has been enjoying this show thus far. We've covered a lot, a little bit of Fredo Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo, a little bit of AOC and Omicron or Omnicorn or whatever Joe Biden's going to call it today. I don't know. I don't know why I get so much grief for the way I pronounce it and then he doesn't get any. And I want to mention something here. I don't want you to play the violin, Jared. Okay, so whatever you do, don't play the violin here. But I would like to point out that today was especially tough for me as far as pronunciations go. Okay? I have people commenting on how I'm pronouncing Ghislaine or Ghislaine, or as Howie sometimes says, Ghislaine. And then I have people coming at me for Omni Omi. Long O, short O, Omicron. And I can't take it anymore. My little heart can't take no more. I'm doing the best that I can with the abilities that I've been given. That's a nice little segue into our poll question. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Kathy Ireland Gem Spa Jewelry Cleaning System. The Kathy Ireland Gem Spa will clean your jewelry better than a jewelry store. Save $20 and get free shipping by going to bellmans.com/grace. I should mention this is a really fun gift. If you have someone in your life who loves their jewelry and is always cleaning it like I am, this is a really easy, fun gift to get for Christmas. That's bellmans.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you think Chris Cuomo will be fired?
Yeah, I do. And here's why. So CNN has managed to kind of push this along as far as they can. But after the latest trove of texts came out between Chris Cuomo and Melissa DeRosa, Andrew Cuomo's right-hand woman, CNN released a statement late yesterday afternoon saying it would be reviewing the documents in the coming days. We will be having conversations and seeking additional clarity about their significance as they relate to CNN over the next several days, which to me feels like, feels like Chris Cuomo, Fredo Cuomo's curtain might be drawing soon. What are the results, Jared?
Now, 70% of the audience believes no, he will not be fired. Well, only 30 believe he will be.
Yeah, I know why you guys don't think he will be, because like CNN has zero standards, but this might be their bottoming out here. This might be the point where they can only go up from here. We'll see. All right, now let's go back to Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. We have full lines, as always. I'm so excited to hear your questions for Toby. Let's throw it to Lenny. You're next with Toby Leary and Grace Curley. Go ahead, Lenny.
Hey, Toby. Thanks for taking my call. I just got my permit, and I don't have much experience with handguns, and I was wondering if you had some suggestions in terms of what I should try, try out first. My hands are actually smaller than usual, so, something that would be comfortable and the ammunition wouldn't be too expensive and that kind of thing.
Sure. Are you looking for it for like a everyday carry defensive gun or for a home defense or just a range gun, recreational hobby type of thing? Or
Primarily home defense, I guess.
I think that's probably, Toby, how a lot of people, especially people who've never owned a gun before, feel. Like they want something that they can use, they're comfortable, that's not too heavy, that they can use in case they need it in their house, but they don't maybe plan on, going to the range constantly.
Right. Yeah, and it's like if you get one of those one-size-fits-all guns, you're going to compromise in some area,
you know.
So the size of the gun will compromise its shootability or the ability to manage recoil. But generally speaking, a full-size striker-fired 9mm is a good place to start. So like a HK VP9 is a good one. If you don't like the price point of those, you can get to, like what that other caller had, the Taurus G3 or the G3 Compact, which is a very affordable gun. They're like $300, and they're great for the money, good gun for the money. And then everything in between, like a M&P 9 or a SIG 320. But those are some good places to start, those four guns. And I would go to a range that has some rental guns that you can try before you buy. There's a few around, and if you're down on the Cape, we could certainly help you with that at Cape Gunworks. But it's nice to be able to shoot a gun that you're going to buy, or at least feel a couple and make sure it fits your hand good. That's really the key. And if you're looking for an everyday carry gun, I would look at the Shield Plus, the SIG 365, or the Taurus G3 Compact. Those three kind of are very good everyday carry guns as well. So,
all right. Thank you for the call, Lenny. Let's go to Joe. You're next with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Joe. Joe, are you there? Joe, I can hear him, but he just doesn't hear us. All right. Well, we'll put Joe on hold. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're next with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello. Hello, Toby. My question for you is, what are your thoughts on the Ruger G SP, sorry, the Ruger SP 101 357.
Yeah, it's a great gun. I own one. I actually bought it for my wife years ago. I got the hammerless one, so it's double action only. And she shot it once and handed it to me and said, thank you very much, but you can add it to your collection. Like so many of the guns I've bought her, like no good deed goes unpunished. But anyway, it is a really rugged, it's heavy, but it's a really rugged, small frame 357 Magnum if you buy that caliber. I actually prefer the 327 Federal, but it's harder to find ammo because you get an extra round, and it shoots three different rounds. But the 357 Magnum's nice because you can shoot 38 Special through it, and it is a very rugged little gun. So I do like it. I haven't sold it yet. I still own it, and I carry it every once in a while and shoot it every once in a while. So, yeah, you won't be disappointed in its quality. It's a good gun.
All right. Thank you for the question, Mark, and that's good to know. And it's interesting, Toby, how certain people actually like different guns than you might think for beginners. When my parents both came in, I thought they'd both like a small gun that they could just hold in their hands. And they actually preferred the bigger guns where they could kind of put a hand out on the front of the gun to kind of balance them.
Yeah, a lot of people think that big gun equals big recoil, and honestly, it's just the opposite. If you have a larger frame gun and you can get a lot of meat on the frame of the gun, like the support hand, the meaty part of your support hand can go against the grip in between your like middle finger and your thumb, you get a lot more leverage on the gun. It's easier to control, easier to manage recoil, and but you got to jump through the hoop of the mental gymnastics of people thinking big gun equals big recoil.
Right.
So, yeah.
That makes sense. Nancy, you're next with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Nancy.
All right. Good afternoon. Thank you, guys. 70-year-old woman who wants to protect the innocents as well as myself. What do you recommend? Not a lot of body strings?
Have you started the process? Do you have your license to carry?
No, not yet, no.
Okay, so you're going to want to start that process. So take a class, whatever,
right,
you know, you can, because that whole process takes months and months and months. So you're going to want to go take that class. It's usually from anywhere from $75 to $150 for a four-hour class.
Okay.
And once you complete that class, you can take it down to your local police department and fill out an application and get fingerprinted, photographed, pay another $100 to your local police station, and then once they run extensive background checks, they will issue you a license that will then enable you to exercise your Second Amendment right as an American citizen or resident. So it takes a while, but once you get through that process, then I would suggest you just go to a local gun range that has you know, good selection of firearms and some staff that can kind of coach you through the selection process, maybe let you shoot a few and or take a class. Like we have an intro to pistol handling class at our store. But in the meantime, since that takes time, you might want to get some pepper spray on hand, make sure you have some good locks to the doors and good exterior lighting, and, you know, lock your doors and just keep your head on a swivel, not to be paranoid, but just, you know, make sure that you give off the vibe that you're not an easy target, you're not an easy victim.
Yeah, you're paying attention. Exactly. That's a common thing that I don't know if people know this about me. I watch a lot of true crime, probably too much for my own good. And that's one thing that a lot of predators have in common is they go after people who don't seem like they're paying attention or who, you know, aren't really focused. And so if you can do things to keep your head on a swivel, basically, it's like what your parents used to tell you before you'd go out, pay attention, you know, be aware of your surroundings. It really does help a lot. Toby, I want to go to the last two here. Let's go to Bill. You're next with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, Mr. Leary. I'm happy to hear about the castle law. I'm from Massachusetts. Forgot about that it was in effect. Now, if you're on your porch and there's a demonstration going on of crazy people, and someone's screaming at you and running at you with a flaming Molotov cocktail going to throw it at your house, and you're armed, is there anything you can do legally?
Well, I would just stay inside the house. I mean, don't provoke it. Don't escalate it. If anything we can learn from all of the recent cases is don't escalate the, you know, if they're just cutting through your yard to go to the local demonstration, then let them cut through the yard. I mean, don't go out there waving a gun and say, get off my lawn. You know, there's no reason for that. But if they're threatening your house or they're attacking your house, then, yeah, you can defend it by all means. I personally wouldn't defend it unless, you know, imminent threat of life or great bodily harm was about to happen. But, you know, if they're threatening to burn my house down, then, yeah, there's great bodily harm that could happen if I get trapped in a burning building. But call 911. Try to be a good witness and defend that position, but don't escalate it and try to, you know, let it blow over. That's the best advice I could give. You don't want to escalate it.
No, completely. You're absolutely right, Toby. And it's like it's a really fine line. Like you said, there is a real gray area, but you just have to use your best judgment in that situation. And hopefully no one that's listening right now or calling in will ever be in a situation like that. That's all we can hope. Jim, you're next and you're last with Toby Leary from Cape Gunworks. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, thank you. Now, I have a question. I'm not sure how it works from state to state, but I would assume there is a ranking profile that I was turned down for a gun a couple of years ago, and I have not received a packet in the mail explaining to me why from the state that I'm in. And I've gone up to the state offices and talked to the person in charge of that particular office. And she says, and they agree, oh, we haven't sent it out. We apologize. They won't allow me to pick it up there, but who do I go to above them, I guess, is my question.
Well, that's a good question. I'm sure it changes. It varies from state to state. In this state, I know that you might have to whatever state you're in, you might just have to consult with a local attorney who can, you know, kind of move the needle for you, because you going in there and pounding on the desk may or may not get their attention. But if you have a lawyer involved that, you know, is saying, hey, this is the rights of my client, and he's going to file a lawsuit if you don't get on the stick here and get it going. So my recommendation would just be seek out a competent Second Amendment attorney that specializes in Second Amendment law in your state, and you know, pay him a retainer and just have him go down there and, you know, issue a letter or two and on your behalf, and then I think that'll get the ball rolling. I hate that it comes to that, but I have heard that a lot, that they just don't give you the time of day unless you're starting to, you know, threaten legal action or whatever. So you could always try one more time at whatever the licensing authority is. I would go to whatever the licensing authority in Massachusetts. It's your local chief of police, so you can go as far as you can with them, but then you can appeal to the Firearms Review Board if there's some, you know, some issue in your past that you need cleared up. But it's different in every state, but I would start with just, you know, reaching out to a local Second Amendment attorney.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim. And Toby, where can people listen to you and where can they visit you at Cape Gunworks?
Yeah, thank you, Grace. You can go to capegunworks.com and click on Rapid Fire. And we have a weekly firearms talk radio show on a few different stations. You can also sign up to listen live, which we're going to broadcast today, later this afternoon. So if you go to capegunworks.com, you can click on it and hear us. And then you can also get it wherever you get your podcasts. It's Rapid Fire, all one word, on iTunes or whatever else you get your podcast. So we'd love to have you visit us down at the store, too, in Hyannis. So come on down.
And, of course, Toby will be back next week. This has become a real fan favorite segment. I love that everyone calls in right away. It makes me so happy. You can all get your questions answered. So tune in next week for 2A Tuesdays. And now I have one other thing to tell you guys before we go to break here. The Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. This is very exciting. This is one of our most popular products. Actually, someone texted in earlier today and said they have two dogs. They turn the Thunderstorm on. They cannot smell their dogs anymore, which... unless your dog smells really good, which I haven't run across that, it's probably a good thing that you can't smell your dogs. This is a great product. It purifies the air. Whether you use a lot of cooking in your house and the smells kind of get funky, or if you have allergies, or if you have a basement that you like to use and you want it to be fresh and not that kind of damp, mildewy smell, this is a great product. Actually, Jared keeps a lot of stuff down his basement. Valuables, really.
Yeah, I have my comic book room down in the basement, so I spend a lot of time down there. I also have my oil tank down in the basement, and I don't want to be smelling oil. I don't want to be smelling dusty mildew. I don't want things like that around my, you know, valuables, so to speak. So I use the Impure Thunderstorm. It takes care of it. It sends out that ionized air, which creates the super oxygen, which gets rid of pollutants, allergens, some viruses, dust, just nasty stuff that you don't want to be breathing in the air.
Absolutely. And some of these, if you look online, if you try to buy one at a store, they're huge, they're bulky, they cost up to $600. You don't need that. I'm actually going to hold this up for the Rumble cam so people can see. This is a small device. It looks, when people see it, they don't really know what it is. Sometimes they think it's just a computer charger or a phone charger.
And it's quiet, too.
Oh, you can barely hear it.
It doesn't have that fan sound that these big machines have.
No, you're right. It's quiet, it's small, it's easy. It's just very convenient and it works. So if you want to get your hands on this, go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word GRACE3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. That's right. You're getting three of these. One for your basement, one for your kitchen, maybe one as a gift for Christmas. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word GRACE3. We will be back with Howard Lawrence Carr. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. She's got the voice of an angel.
I've been called the songbird of my generation, of people who've heard me.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Today's car crossover is brought to you by Fairway Financial. Preparation and planning is the key to your retirement future. So visit fairwayfinancial.net. Howie Carr, have you been keeping up with the Ghislaine Maxwell case thus far?
Yes, she was compared to Eve. So I guess the place down in Palm Beach here on Brillo Avenue, which has now been ripped down, I guess that was the Garden of Eden.
I saw that. I thought, you know,
I thought it was more like, you know, some kind of a brothel, you know, or just a horrible, the House of the Rising Sun. But now I find out it's the Garden of Eden.
Howie, you're more of an expert on watching these trials than I am, but would you consider that a bold move by the defense to open up with a Bible comparison?
It's kind of like, you know, you just get the kickoff on the first, first quarter, and it's 15 minutes left in the first quarter, and you immediately throw a Hail Mary pass 80 yards down the field.
Yeah, it's like, maybe we save that for later. I don't think they're warmed up enough to think that she's Eve in the Garden of Eden. It's a bit much. But they did drop names: Trump, Clinton, Prince Andrew. I would say for the first day of this, there was some pretty juicy tidbits.
Yeah, and you know, people are saying, "Oh, it's not being televised," and they're trying to cover it up. No, what the problem is, it's a federal trial, so they never televise federal trials.
Right.
The you know, if you want to complain about a trial not being televised, go to the Jussie Smollett trial in Chicago. I thought I might open with that today, actually.
Well, did you see that they have the footage of him? I guess I read this today. There's footage of him going to the scene of the fake hate crime the day before with the attackers, right. I'm using air quotes, and doing a dry run-through, a dress rehearsal, you might say.
Have you read the tweets from Joe Biden and Kamala?
Oh,
they were shocked at the racist, homophobic nature of the attacks, as you might expect.
He just wants the truth, Howie. Howie Carr is coming up next. Don't go anywhere.